Residents of a small town in central Gippsland have returned home to see for themselves the damage done by a bushfire, which ripped through the area at a speed that even surprised seasoned firefighters. The fire has so far killed one person and destroyed 21 homes, and is still raging out of control, with hot and windy conditions forecast later in the week. Ian Coffin's neighbour was killed when the fire tore through Seaton on Friday morning. Ian Coffin is speaking here with reporter Jenny Henderson.
The main reason we left was because of the fact it was growing too quickly, too large, too soon. I don't think anyone expected it to get across there that big, that's quick. We had everything packed and we left about 3 a.m. and we didn't know at the time, but there was already spot fires further over, even at that time.
And that's on Friday?
Friday morning, yeah. I actually spoke to one of the guys who stayed and defended. I rang him when it was probably about just as it was hitting, and he was scared, and he survived. His house survived, so it was good. But there's a lot who didn't. I think a luck comes into it. Looking around, is it how selective? Like, you see something burnt everywhere, and then there's just some little bits and pieces that are just totally unscathed.
Your house is standing here. Did you think it might be when you were coming back?
No. We did know in the end, because a couple of guys who stayed, they came up through the day and had a look, and they rang me and said, look, it's still standing at the minute.
How did that feel when you heard?
Great, because we had really prepared that it wasn't going to be here.
You've been through this situation one time before. What was that like?
Horrible. Yeah, we stayed and defended about 6 years ago. It's frightening. It's overwhelming. When it happens, you don't feel fear, because the adrenaline kicks in and you're so worked off, you just can't even think about being frightened. But afterwards, and you sit down and you think about it all, you think how lucky you are. And it stays with you forever. The emotion's always there in the back of your head. As much as you try and prepare for it, you take some of your prized possessions, but there's so many other things that you can't take with you, and you can't replace them. So I'd say that they're going through a pretty hard time at the minute.
Also, this particular community affected by the death of someone as well?
Oh, definitely. That hits home to everyone, because being a small community, even though I didn't know him personally, it just hits home that a poor fella's died and he's only 200 metres from my place. And it just shows how dangerous the fire is. Whether he just left it too late, we just don't know. Everyone, we're thinking of him, thinking it could have been any one of us. And a few people who got out only just got out by the skin of their teeth. We will still need to be vigilant, because the fire is still very active, and later in the week there still could be embers blowing around and they could still land on the house, still get under the house, get into your eave. We're still going to have to be, you know, very careful. It's far from over, that's for sure.
Seaton resident Ian Coffin speaking to reporter Jenny Henderson.